There is beyond the azure blue a God concealed from human sight. He tinted skies with heavenly hue and framed the worlds with his great might.
There is a God.
There is a God.
He is alive.
He is alive. Your holy name. I
Our God.
beginning and the end, the Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great, how great.
Good morning, church. This is Carson Henley. I think it's a beautiful morning. Every morning waking up with you guys is a beautiful morning. I hope we're all staying safe out there. The pandemic is still going on. Hopefully we're wearing our masks and treating each other like we would want ourselves to be treated, with respect, and hopefully saving some lives. On that note, I'm going to talk a little bit about why we do communion, what communion is, but also what communion means to me. And so we actually partake in communion once a week. It's very important to us. It's us sharing a table in remembrance of what Jesus did on the cross. We remember the bread representing his body, and remember the wine or the cup and the grape juice in our case that represents his blood that was shed on the cross. And so when I think about what the bread means to me and what the bread means to a lot of people around the world is food, quenching that hunger, because bread can equate to life. We see it in the Bible that Jesus is the bread of life, that he actually feeds people food that is made of bread, also some fish. On multiple occasions, as well as whenever the Israelites are in the desert, manna is provided. Passover, for example, they also break unleavened bread in remembrance of the manna that was given in the 40 years in the wilderness. So bread is a very common theme throughout the Bible. Yet the bread of life is not fully explained in a way until this passage in John 6, and I'm going to read that to you. For context, the apostles are on a boat in the middle of the sea, and Jesus walks up to them. This is where we get Peter, who jumps out and starts to walk and then loses faith, and you know all that stuff, right? And a caveat to that, we all like to think that we'd be Peter jumping out of a boat. I stand here to say, he had a lot of faith. I mean, that's fantastic just to jump out of a boat, period, and then walk on water. That's amazing. Anyway, so moving on. When it comes to the bread of life, whenever Jesus tries to tell them who he is, they kind of question him. And they say, we're going to pick up in John chapter 6. So they asked him, "What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." And then later on, Jesus declares, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never go thirsty. The thirsty part we'll cover next whenever we partake in the cup. But how amazing is it that the bread of life is ours for the taking, and there's nothing that we did to deserve it. There's nothing we can ever do to deserve it. It is a gift that we have to accept. He is the bread of life. We can either accept or not. And that's why we are doing what we do today. So if you want to pause the video now, we're actually going to have we're going to sing over this period, and then we'll pick up in a second to have some thoughts about the cup. But before that, let's go to God in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this, for your body. Thank you for the pleasure and the honor of being able to partake in it. Thank you for this family, even though I can't see them. Hopefully we can get some semblance of normalcy, having our faces on this video, and so that we can share this table as a community, Lord. Thank you for the gift of your Son again, Lord. And thank you so much. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Why did my Savior come to earth and to the humble go? Why did lowly birth? Because he loved me so. He loved me so.
So when it comes to water, when it comes to the bread, when it comes to the blood of Jesus, I want to equate the difference between the body and the blood. The body contains the blood, and yet the blood is the life source for the body. When it comes to us surviving and being nourished, water is more important than food. In the same way, I think the blood can be more important in some regards than the body. And yet they work in tandem. And so I want to have kind of think through this idea that while we do need the body, while we do need bread, we cannot survive without water. We can survive a lot less time without water. We need it so much more. We need the life force of Jesus' blood to quench our sins on a daily, regular basis. And there's nothing that we have done to establish that ability for us to receive it other than accepting his gift. We cannot achieve perfection. We have failed miserably continually. And so we need his blood. We need Jesus's blood, that thirst quenching blood, to be able to go to move forward sin free. And how beautiful is that, right? That the good news is nothing that we have done, but it's all something that has done for us. And it's not something that I own. It's not something that I can grasp myself, but it's only something that is freely given to me, and I can accept it and receive it. There's nothing that I've done. Have I said that enough, right? And there's nothing that we have done. It's all Jesus. And so let's pray for the blood. Dear Lord, thank you for your blood. Thank you for your gift of life eternal, for your gift of forgiving your sins, of forgiving our sins, Lord. We are so grateful and so thankful for what you have done for us, Lord. Please help this gospel news be spread, and help us be the ones to spread it, Lord. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Jesus comes, I'll sing his praise, and then to glory go, and reign with him through endless days, because he loved me so.
one last thing. I need your help. We need your help. We are singing songs. We are coming up with new songs to sing. We're learning new songs, but we're also singing some older songs, some older hymns. But I want to sing songs that y'all want to listen to, or songs that y'all want to hear. So if y'all have any suggestions, please send them our way. Send them to me. Send them to the other guys. Send them to Stephen or Jacob. Then we can certainly work on those for y'all. And yet, if there's a song that you want to take to heart, and that you want to have the entire congregation sing with you on a Sunday morning, please send it in and we'll sing it for you. That's all I got. God bless.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas. His hand the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass I hear Him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. The battle is not done. Jesus, who
you are my strength. Celestial shore, I'll fly away, fly away, fly away. I'll fly away, fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning. When I die, hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away, fly away, fly away. When the shadows of this life has grown, a bird from prison bars has flown. I'll fly away, fly away, fly away. I'll fly away, fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning. When I die, hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away, fly away, fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away, fly away, fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away, fly away, fly away. I'll fly away, fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away, fly away. Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away, fly away, fly away.
There's a stirring deep within me. Could it be my time has come?
When I see my gracious Savior face to face, when all is done, is that his voice I am hearing? Come away, my precious one. Is he calling me? Is he calling me? I will rise up, I'll rise up.
Then I'll bow down
and bow down,
lay my
and lay my crown
at
his wounded feet.
There's a stirring deep within me. Could it be my time has come?
When I see my gracious Savior face to face, when all is done, is that his voice I am hearing? Come away, my precious one. Is he calling me? Is he calling me? And bow down,
lay
my crown
at
his wounded feet. I will rise up,
I'll
rise up,
then I'll bow down.
At his wounded blessed feet. There's a stirring deep within me.
You gotta take the Lord with you, everywhere you go. You gotta take the Lord with you, everywhere you go. You've gotta take the Lord with you, everywhere you go. In the street,
in the street,
in the home,
in the home,
on the job,
on the job,
all along,
all along,
highways,
highways,
byways,
byways,
highways,
highways,
byways,
byways.
You gotta love,
love one another,
everywhere you go. You've gotta love,
love
one another, everywhere you go. You've gotta
love
one another,
children,
everywhere you go. In the street,
in the street,
in the home,
in the home,
on the job,
on the job,
all alone,
all alone.
Highways,
highways,
byways,
highways,
byways. You've gotta
praise
the Lord daily,
children.
Everywhere you go, you've got to
praise
the Lord daily.
Children,
everywhere you go, you've got to
praise
the Lord daily.
Children,
everywhere you go, in the street,
in the street,
in the home,
in the home,
on the job,
on the job,
all alone,
all alone,
highways,
highways,
byways,
highways,
byways,
in the street,
in the street,
in the home,
in the home,
on the job,
on the job,
all alone,
highways,
highways,
byways,
highways,
byways,
take
the Lord with you.